Hello, my name is Jamie Redding, and I'm a program manager on the SQL Server team. I'll be discussing the Microsoft Data Warehouse Fast Track program. The Data Warehouse Fast Track program incorporates a test kit and a methodology for analyzing data warehouse solutions. It was designed to provide you with a proven system architecture when building a data warehouse solution. It will assist you in deploying data warehouse solutions while reducing your cost, complexity, and risk. The program is a joint effort between the Microsoft SQL Performance team and many of our hardware partners. We work closely with them to ensure their reference architectures meet the requirements of a modern data warehouse solution and produce fully certified, documented data warehouse reference architectures. The underlying principle behind the Data Warehouse Fast Track program is to provide a holistic architecture across all components of the system. The methodology we use ensures a balance among these key system components. We look at the processors, memory, and the disk subsystem to ensure they maintain the desired balance. Data Warehouse Fast Track Benchmark evaluates the entire platform as a whole to establish the real bandwidth for each system component. This component level evaluation ensures that each component provides a sufficient throughput for the entire data warehouse workload. If any component is underconfigured, the overall system performance will be compromised. This evaluation methodology also prevents overspending on a component that is overpowered for the rest of the configuration. So when selecting a data warehouse solution, you have several options. You can look at a homegrown or a custom solution, use a reference architecture, or select an appliance. Let's look at these options when factoring the time to get the solution up and running, along with the cost associated with it. Now, with the homegrown or custom solution, the time to solution is very high. It'll require hardware installation, configuring the different components, and finally doing tuning and optimizations. This can often be a very difficult process. On the cost side, you'll have to procure both the hardware and software. With the reference architecture, the time to solution is much lower. You still must do the installation, configuration, and tuning, but now you have documentation from the vendor illustrating the optimum configuration and tuning settings. This saves quite a bit of time. The cost of a reference architecture can be similar to the homegrown solution, but the cost savings occur by avoiding overspending on one or more components and having an out-of-balance system. With an RA, the system is balanced from the beginning. Finally, if you look at an appliance, the time to solution is very fast. You roll the system in, plug it in, do some customization, and you're up and running. Cost-wise, it's comparable to the reference architecture. The Data Warehouse Fast Track process is very collaborative. We work closely with the test sponsor to provide guidance in their initial configuration. The test sponsors then run at least 8 hours of data warehouse specific workload tests. We run multiple concurrent streams of simple, moderate, and complex queries. The tool collects performance data for the entire system. We analyze the results and may provide suggestions for optimizing the platform. When the result is complete, we'll certify the solution for a particular rated user data size. And the test sponsor will include this certificate in their documentation of the entire configuration. This documentation includes a bill of materials and all the software and hardware settings which allow you to replicate the configuration and the performance. We work closely with our traditional hardware partners like HPE, Lenovo, Cisco, and Dell. Data Warehouse Fast Track programs also allow us to work closer with our storage partners like SanDisk, Tegel, and NetApp. Since I/O is a very important component, they see the value in having certified reference architectures for their customers. You look across the offerings from our partners, you see a very viable ecosystem which gives you the ability to choose your preferred vendor for your data warehouse platform. We also have RAs that span 1, 2, 4, and 8 socket systems. This further increases your choices for a platform. We also scale from 5 terabytes up to 145 terabytes of rated capacity. Now, these RAs leverage the power of SQL Server, so there's no compromise here. You get a high-powered data warehouse platform along with all the great features of SQL Server. Now, this chart's a compilation of all the currently published RAs with SQL Server. You can see the span of results from 5 terabytes up to 145 terabytes. Now, even though this chart shows a current maximum rated capacity of 145 terabytes, the RAs can handle much more data. We also calculate a metric called the maximum user data capacity. This is based on the total storage footprint of the system that can be allocated to SQL Server. When you factor in this storage, the maximum data values range from 8 terabytes to over 1.1 petabytes. We're not quite done with the Data Warehouse Fast Track program. We'll continue to evolve as a new technology becomes available. We're planning on adding workloads to stress the full suite of data analytics. We'll be adding support for R services, as well as Polybase. In addition, we're importing the Fast Track kit to support Linux platforms. We're now in the process of analyzing performance data to provide data warehouse RAs for on-premise VMs and Azure. Finally, we're looking at broadening the Fast Track program beyond data warehousing. We would like to develop RAs for OLTP systems and hybrid transactional analytic processing, or HTAP, systems. HTAP is layering columnar indexes on top of an OLTP database to provide real-time analytics. So these expansions of the Fast Track program allow you to select from RAs across a variety of data environments. Thank you, and I hope you find the Data Warehouse Fast Track Reference Architectures a valuable tool in building your data warehouse.